Now this is a dictation for Ray, Ray Ward, WARD, June 24, 38, addresses a letter to Sean, Shawn, Moon, M-O-O-N, for 631713. Dear Dr. Moon, follow up for Mr. Ward, who has ANCA positive vasculitis and renal failure. He has been treated already in two opportunities with Rituxan. Last visit was in June. Overall, he's feeling well. No hospital visits. Beta blockers were discontinued because of bradycardia by cardiology Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, but blood pressure now has increased. There has been no change in appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no bowel abnormalities or bleeding, good urination, no cloudiness of blood, no claudication symptoms, no recent chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, no hemoptysis. Next paragraph, medication list review. Remains on pneumonia prophylaxis with Bactrim. The effects of Rituxan are prolonged, 6 months to 9 months. Presently off metoprolol, anticoagulated with Eliquis for AFib. Imiodarone antiarrhythmics. Takes no blood pressure medications. Next paragraph, in physical exam, blood pressure 160/476, alert oriented intestine 3, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, lungs distant clear, no pericardial rap, no rate is not fast, no abdominal tenderness ascites, minor edema. Next paragraph, chemistry, creatinine has risen. It was between 1.6 and 1.8, and then it slowly has gone to 2.1, 2.2, and 2.8, the most recent one, representing a GFR of 40, representing a GFR of 22 at stage 4, potassium at 5.2. We discussed about restricted potassium diet, like minimizing oranges, potatoes, milk, a normal sodium acid base, a normal albumin, phosphorus, minor decrease of calcium, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 12.2. The anti-myeloperoxidase antibody remains positive, but a lower level than at the time to flare up. Currently 1.5, before 1.2, 1.2, 1.8, 1.1. April 2021 was 6.2, and 2019 more than 8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. ANCA positive vasculitis, next number. Progressive renal failure, question recurrence, monitor longer before further treatment. Next number, exposure to Rituxan, last one, summer 2021, previously 2018. Next number, hypertension in the office, not well controlled. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding. Monitor over time, no indication for EPO treatment. Next number, high potassium, discuss about diet. Next paragraph, comments. We discuss the effect of these immunosuppressants, the prolonged associated risk of infection. We cannot unlimited do these medications. His biopsy Last one in April 2021 shows also a lot of chronicity with arteriosclerosis, arteriolosclerosis, secondary focal cement glomerulosclerosis, and fibrosis, which limited the balance between risks and benefits. We will see what the new chemistry shows in about a month or two. Oli should discuss with the patient at length. In terms of high blood pressure, he's going to recheck it at home before we add new medications. End of dictation.